This is the Northwest Colorado News. I'm Shannon Lukens. Major improvements are coming to the Round County Fairgrounds in Hayden. County commissioners approved a contract with Hutchison Inc. to do over $429,000 worth of improvements. The renovation includes all new fencing and railings, panels and chutes. The midway will be repaved and bathrooms will be fixed. Here's County Commissioner Tim Redmond.
You know, it's a great thing for Round County because we have a large agricultural community, and I've always looked at the fairgrounds as their community center. And this is an opportunity to make that not only attractive, but usable, and most importantly, safe. So I'm excited. This is the future, and we're going to make it happen now.
Teardown begins this week at the fairgrounds. Everything will be installed in the spring. Should take about a week. Here's Rock County Fair Manager Noelle Mott.
We've worked really hard for this. It's been almost 2 years in the making, and this just means more growth for the fair and the fairgrounds as a whole.
The Iron Fire in Moffat County, north of Craig, is 75% contained. Widespread precipitation was received over the fire area, and that helped. All Moffat County roads will be opened back up today. 40 years ago, a group of sixth graders in Palm Springs, California, filled up 1,200 balloons with helium to see where they'd land. One of those balloons landed along Highway 40 in Craig. Jim Phillips was working at Trapper Mine when he found the balloon and a card that wanted to know where the balloon landed. It had gone about 650 miles in 15 hours. Well, this past week, the parents of that 11-year-old boy who sent the note came to Craig. They were directed to Dan Davidson at the Museum of Northwest Colorado to help.
And he put Jim Phillips on the phone with me. And he remembered the story. And my son is 51 now, and he was 11 at that time. So it took 40 years for me to personally come and thank everybody, but I'm here.
There was a big article on it in the Daily Press at that time. It's homecoming week in Moffat County and Hayden. The dress theme for the Bulldogs today is dress like your favorite Barbie or Ken. For the kids in Hayden, it's Pink Out Day, and tonight is Macho Volleyball for Hayden's Homecoming Week festivities. Today is Walk and Roll to School Day, so keep an eye out for kids walking or riding their bikes. The Hayden Holiday Craft Fair is looking for vendors for the event. It's November 4th. Reach out to Sarah Stinson at the Town of Hayden if you want to participate in the Hayden Holiday Fair, which will be in Exhibition Hall this year at the Rout County Fairgrounds. I'm Shannon Lukens, first with local news, weather, and sports. Access it anytime at steamboatradio.com.